This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Opposition continues to the proposed Guajolota Ranch residential development on approximately 1,100 acres in northwest Bexar County. If the Guajolota Ranch project is given the green light to construct nearly 3,000 homes, critics say it would be discharging treated sewage water into the Edwards Aquifer, San Antonio's primary source for drinking water. Miami-based Lennar Homes says it is following the law and qualifies for the necessary state permits to build and operate a wastewater treatment plant to serve the development. This is a story that has attracted a lot of interest. There is so much at stake, the local drinking water. And we have heard from residents who live in the proposed area around that development about their concerns. We've heard from them quite a bit. They've been very media aware about how to get their message out. And we've also heard from local officials who say they are looking into this and they want to find ways to protect the aquifer. However, we haven't been able to hear directly from Lennar Homes, except for a few written statements. But now, for the first time, we're going to be able to hear directly from Lennar Homes. They have turned down opportunities in the past for live on-air interviews and to take listener calls, but they did send Texas Public Radio a recorded statement. Out of fairness, we're going to be airing their full statement in its entirety, and then we're going to be getting reaction from Randy Newman, the chair of the steering committee for the Scenic Loop Helotes Creek Alliance. So here up first, let's give a listen to David Grove, the regional president for Texas Lennar Homes.
As one of the nation's leading home builders, we at Lennar believe we have a responsibility to help solve the affordability and the housing supply crisis that our nation faces by providing quality, affordable homes in sustainable communities. Specifically in San Antonio, where the median home price has outpaced wage growth and is now over $300,000, young people that grew up here and want to stay here and raise their families here are finding it harder and harder to achieve the American dream of homeownership. Communities like Guajolota Ranch, with 3,000 homes and prices starting in the 200s, put more new homes within the reach of our local families in what is currently a supply-constrained and highly desirable part of town. Lennar has been building homes for more than 70 years, and we appreciate that providing families with the opportunity to have their own backyard often means developing land near somebody else's backyard. We strive to be good stewards and to be good neighbors because we live here too, and we want our shared community to thrive. Lennar has invested more than $1 billion in San Antonio. We create thousands of local jobs as we build more than 5,000 homes here every year. One out of every three new homes in San Antonio is built by us. Importantly, some of those homes are priced as low as $140,000, enabling moderate-income families to become first-time homebuyers. Homeownership allows families to build economic security and help strengthen communities. We believe in San Antonio, and we want to protect the land that makes the Hill Country unique and special. I want to set the record straight about how we intend to do that, because quite frankly, there's been a lot of inaccurate information thrown around. For Lennar to build at Guajolota Ranch, we must comply with the environmental rules of the state of Texas, City of San Antonio, San Antonio Water System, and Bexar County. These agencies provide regulations on almost every aspect of development, such as how much of the site can be covered by impervious surfaces like roadways and sidewalks, how much tree preservation is required, and of particular concern to nearby residents, water quality standards. The drinking water to the community will be provided by San Antonio Water System, or SAWS. For wastewater, SAWS staff and Board of Trustees conducted a comprehensive evaluation and examined a number of alternative options before SAWS determined that a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant would be the most effective way to protect the area's water quality. SAWS, for example, determined that extending traditional sewer mains was not an option because a new sewer main line would cross the contributing and recharge zones of the Edwards Aquifer, including through multiple homeowners' existing backyards. Existing homes around Guajolota Ranch rely on septic systems. While septic systems are common in rural areas, they provide nowhere near the capabilities of a modern wastewater treatment facility, and they can fail even with regular maintenance. This is an important place to pause, because critics of Guajolota Ranch point to the Edwards Aquifer and the nearby Trinity Aquifer as key reasons to oppose our community. There's a fear that the wastewater from Guajolota Ranch will contaminate the aquifers, and this just simply isn't true. The reclaimed water will undergo advanced treatment processes to ensure it meets environmental safety standards before being discharged. Secondly, it's important to note that the reclaimed water will be recycled and used on-site, for watering common area landscape. It's also important to note the difference between an aquifer's contributing zone and its recharge zone. The recharge zone is the area where the surface water percolates back down into the ground to refresh the aquifer. Contributing zone is the much wider runoff area that feeds the recharge zone. The contributing zone is also underlain by a confining layer of clay that further protects the aquifer. The rules for both zones are enforced by state and local environmental regulators. And to be clear, Guajolote Ranch is in the contributing zone and not the recharge zone. There are currently 17 other wastewater treatment facilities already operating safely and effectively today within the contributing zone, one of which is our beautiful Hidden Trails community in Valverde, Texas. The difference between those 17 other facilities that already exist and ours is that ours will be newer, with the most sophisticated environmental technology, and subject to the strictest operating controls in the area. In fact, the discharge permit exceeds state law and the rules of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and SAWS. Let me give you some examples. Our facility will use what is known as a membrane bioreactor treatment system, which relies on both a biological and physical filtration process to remove contaminants from the water. This state-of-the-art system is superior to nearby plants and far better than the existing septic systems. The facility will serve only Guajolote Ranch residents and no off-site customers. We will reuse all treated reclaimed water to irrigate the community's common areas except during prolonged wet weather. All of the water will be treated to standards exceeding state and federal requirements, which are in turn well above local requirements. All of the employees at the facility will be certified at the highest level, and we'll have an emergency action plan in place. Taken together, these and other steps by Lennar will make Guajolote Ranch a model of environmental stewardship. Roughly half the community, or about 500 acres, could remain undeveloped green space, and no more than 30% will be impervious surfaces. These restrictions are not standard regulatory requirements. They are commitments Lennar is making voluntarily. Because Guajolote Ranch will be using reclaimed water for irrigation, it will conserve precious drinking water that all of us depend on. Our stormwater detention plan reduces post-development stormwater flows in the floodplain at or below pre-development levels and captures stormwater runoff from roads and rooftops. Guajolote Ranch sets a new standard, both environmentally and economically. Current home prices around Guajolote Ranch are many times higher than the San Antonio's median. Obtainable housing shouldn't be a priority only in one or two parts of our town. Families should have choices. Guajolote Ranch broadens those choices by providing attainable new housing. The permitting and development process has been entirely transparent. Lennar has undergone an exhaustive process to ensure that Guajolote Ranch is developed to meet the highest standards because all of us want to protect the vital ecosystems of the Hill Country while giving local families the opportunity to keep calling San Antonio home.
That was David Grove, the regional president for Texas of Lennar Homes, giving his defense of the Lennar Homes Guajolote Ranch division subdivision that's being planned. We now have in the studio Randy Newman. He's the chair of the steering committee for the Scenic Loop Helotes Creek Alliance. You can call in with questions and comments, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And Randy, welcome to The Source.
Thank you, Dave. Pleasure to be with you.
So tell me, first off, what was your reaction to, we are airing that because there's been a lot of conversations about the development, and we've had a lot of coverage. We've been out to the scene and press conferences, and we really haven't heard from Lennar Homes at all. We wanted to give them their opportunity to speak out, so we aired that. How does that sit with you?
Well, first off, I'd like to talk about affordability. Lennar operates 83 subdivisions in our area. As he pointed out, they are selling one in three homes in San Antonio. They're a major factor in our market. But affordability is not their strong suit. In fact, only a very small percentage of the homes that they build in those communities are actually affordable. So I want to push back on that and say that while that sounds good, that's spin. $200,000 starting price is not affordable, according to HUD. I would also point out that The initial impact that Lennar wanted to make on the Guajolote Ranch was to build 6,000 homes on the ranch. So to say that you're concerned about the environment of Texas when you're proposing to build a city 7.5 times denser than the city of Helotes, all on a 2-lane road, and bring 15,000 cars a day to that road, you're obviously neither concerned about the environment nor the safety of the people around you or the citizens you're selling the houses to. Also, it was not SAWS who determined that Lennar would use their own wastewater treatment plant. SAWS offered to hook them up to the SAWS municipal waste system. It was going to cost them $20 to $40 million, depending upon which option they went with. And the wastewater plant was far less costly, and that's what they did. In terms of the contributing zone, I think he has a complete misunderstanding of what the contributing zone. Scientists say today that the contributing zone is like a leaky roof. It does run water down toward the recharge zone, but a significant amount of actual recharge occurs in the contributing zone.
All right, so you brought us some very good points. We're going to get to more of your response to Lennar's statement in just a moment. We got to take this 1 minute break and also remind listeners that you can jump in here and give your comments and ask your questions about the Guajolote Ranch project, 1,100 acres in Northwest Bexar County over the aquifer. This is said that it could have an impact on our drinking water here. There's a lot at stake and a lot of questions are being asked. And so you can call in 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. This is a 1 minute break and we're going to be right back.
Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
Did you know that many employees qualify for a matching gift through their workplace? Getting started is quick, easy, and can significantly boost your support for Texas Public Radio. Visit tpr.org/workplacegiving to see if your employer participates and maximize your impact today. Visit tpr.org/workplacegiving to see if your employer participates and maximize your impact today.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Earlier, we heard a statement. It was read by the David Grove, the regional president for Lennar for Texas, talking about their plan for developing the Guajolote Ranch project. They're trying to refute some of the criticism of their project, saying that they were meeting the rules, that they were going to have a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment facility, and that they were voluntarily complying with these extra steps in order to protect the environment. So also now in the studio with me is Randy Newman. He is the chair of the steering committee for the Scenic Loop of Helotes Creek Alliance. So when you hear that statement from David Grove, you know, tell me more about what did you hear?
Well, I'd like to go back and pick up the part about the contributing zone, because while it's true that this property is located on the contributing zone, one of the things that very few people talk about is it's actually located on the Trinity Aquifer Recharge Zone. And this is extremely important to understand, because the water that enters the Trinity enters very quickly because of the karst geography. The Trinity is in connection with the Edwards. That's how this works. The pollution from the Guajolote project will penetrate the Trinity Aquifer, and from the Trinity Aquifer will enter the Edwards Aquifer. These are statistics that are fact, they're proven by science, and in fact, Southwest Research did a 2-year comprehensive study specifically on the Helotes Creek watershed, and their conclusion was that any wastewater treatment system added to the Helotes Creek watershed, regardless of type, would degrade the water recharging the Edwards Aquifer.
So I'm going to go ahead and get a caller in on the conversation. Our number is 833-877-8255. Let's go to Alan. And Alan, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thank you. The TCEQ has a history of rubber stamping developments, regardless of the environmental consequences or the desires and needs of the citizens surrounding the projects. If Lennar Homes receives the green light from TCEQ to build a sewage treatment facility and dump the effluent into Helotes Creek, what are the citizens of the community willing to do? I mean, will they put up signs on adjoining properties that say, don't buy a home in this community? Will they demonstrate at the entrance to the development anytime realtors have open houses? Will they put up billboards to discourage people from buying in Wahalote Ranch? And finally, how will Lennar react to citizens rising up to stop them from polluting our community? Thank you.
All right, Alan, thank you for your call. And can you react to that, Randy Newman?
Well, we are doing a great deal of those things that he enumerated right now. We obviously are not protesting outside the gates because it hasn't been built yet.
The point he makes about, okay, so the TECQ, there's been a preliminary approval, and by the end of the year, we're expecting sort of a final stamp of approval, but that's not the final word, right? There's still other steps that have to be taken after the TCEQ issues the permits?
That's part of the process. Just because they get the wastewater plant permit, they're also looking for a PID. They're looking for $138 million of reimbursement money to build this subdivision. And so that's part of what they're waiting on. So just
that's
because
like a tax zone,
yes,
so that they would pay for the wastewater treatment plant, but they need to get permission from the Bexar County Commissioner's Court in order to get that.
That's correct.
And so you're working with to inform the Bexar County Commissioners about what's involved here?
Yes, we've been working with the Bexar County Commissioners as well as the City Council. The way this works, these PIDs were originally a public financing tool for existing neighborhoods in and around San Antonio and Bexar County. If they wanted to beautify a parkway, they wanted to add some drainage after their subdivision was built, if they wanted to build a fountain or a library in their neighborhood, they could get a loan and the people within that neighborhood would pay it back. But what's happened is developers have co-opted this program and it's now been turned into a developer reimbursement program. 70% to 80% of all the PIDs granted by Bexar County reimburse developers for building developments. We think that's wrong.
Let's go to another caller. We have Fred. And Fred, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
I'm concerned that our modern sewage treatment plants and even our modern septic tanks require a lot of electricity, and I was wondering, is there any kind of plans for what to do if we have a prolonged electric outages?
All right, Fred, thank you for that question. And so, Randy Newman.
There are plans, I believe, by Lennar to put in a backup generator, but you raise a very good point, and that is that regardless of how advanced a plant might be, or regardless of how good an operator the plant has, there's still going to be human failure. There are going to be power failures. There are going to be flood events. There are going to be maintenance issues. And someone has to be on top of all of that to prevent spills. One of the things that Saws extracted from Lennar in exchange for water was a Class A operator. Well, the Claus Dos Rios San Antonio plant on the south side is one of the largest and most sophisticated wastewater plants in the country. It has a Class A operator, and it's had a major spill 4 of the last 5 years. The difference between the Claus Dos Rios plant and the Wahalote plant is that the Claus Dos Rios plant is south of town and empties into the San Antonio River. The Wahalote plant will empty into our source of drinking water, the Edwards Aquifer.
So I'm going to quick question here, and I know you have a closing statement that we want to get to. So in that statement from David Grove, he talks about how all the water that they're going to be, wastewater, will be used for locally for greening the area and be used, except, he said, during wet weather, which we call floods, which we have, you know, on occasion here. And that seems to be the problem with these wastewater treatment centers is that when we have flooding, they're overwhelmed and they send raw sewage down the creeks. Is that the concern?
That's certainly one of the concerns. One of the other concerns, which no one, including the TCEQ, likes to talk about, is contaminants of emerging concern. And these are things like PFOS and PFAS, forever cancer-causing chemicals that persist in the environment. The EPA has informed the TCEQ as well as the United States Geological Survey that these cannot be removed by wastewater treatment plants.
Yeah.
So we're talking about antidepressants, fentanyl, cocaine, anything that anyone in that neighborhood uses of this kind of nature cannot be removed and will be going into our drinking water source.
Okay, let's get to your closing statement. You asked for this. I don't want to, you know, renege on that, so go for it.
Okay, thank you, David. San Antonio has been good to Lennar. With 83 communities across our region, they've found a thriving market, strong demand, and a welcoming home. But unlike the HEBs, the Frost, the Zacharys, and the USAAs, companies that have built legacies by giving back, Lennar has remained silent, absent, and unengaged. Today I'm calling on Lennar to change that, to step forward, to become the kind of corporate citizen that this community deserves. The people of San Antonio have invested over $50 million to protect the Helotes Creek watershed, land that safeguards the Edwards Aquifer, a federally protected sole source aquifer. That aquifer sustains 2.5 million lives. It's sacred and irreplaceable, and it's under threat. The proposed Guajolote Ranch development risks introducing PFAS, cancer-causing forever chemicals, pharmaceuticals, hormone disruptors, microplastics, antidepressants, illicit drugs like fentanyl and cocaine and others, and super-resistant bacteria into that aquifer. These are not hypothetical risks. They are real. They are documented. And they cannot be fully removed by the treatment systems that Lennar is proposing. But there is another path. The funds exist to conserve the land, the large, last undeveloped parcel in the Helotes Creek watershed, the Guajolote Ranch. If Lennar chooses to protect this land, if they partner with the city, honor the science, and build in areas that truly support sustainability, they will earn something far more valuable than profit. They will earn the trust, respect, and goodwill of a community that has already given them so much. If they choose the opposite path, if they gamble with our water, our health, and our future, the consequences will be profound. Not just for the aquifer, not just for the families who drink from it, but for Lennar's reputation, its standing in Texas, and its legacy. This is a moment of truth. I urge Lennar, come to the table, not as a developer chasing permits, but as a neighbor, a partner, and a steward of this land. The people of San Antonio are watching, and history will well remember the choice you make.
So you haven't had any direct conversations with Lennar at all during this dialogue?
We have not in the Scenic Loop Helotes Creek Alliance, but the city has.
In David Grove's statement, they talk about their volunteering to do extra steps to do more than just a normal compliance. When they say they're volunteering these voluntary commitments, that means there's no enforcement if they don't meet those commitments.
Precisely.
Are you concerned about that?
We are very concerned about it. In fact, the TCEQ is very lax on enforcement. A study was done by the Save Barton Creek Association that studied the 48 plants in the Hill Country that's charged to rivers, lakes, and streams, and 81% of them have exceeded their permits. So this happens with great regularity.
Do you think everyone in San Antonio should be paying attention to this?
Definitely.
Randy Newman is the chair of the steering committee of the Scenic Loop Helotes Creek Alliance. Earlier, we heard from David Grove, the regional president for Texas of Lennar Homes. First time we've heard from them about this controversy. Thank you so much for coming in to the studio today.
Thank you, David.
That's The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies, thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation. Support for this podcast of The Source comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to rewarding policyholders who keep their workers safe and losses low. More at texasmutual.com/TXM Advantage. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.